We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by Pastor Bob Goeckeler on November 5th, 2023 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is, It's a Four-Letter Word. Our gospel reading for today is from Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 39. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Jesus does call each of us to come now and follow him. And that sounds pretty good. But what does it mean? We can spend our whole lives trying to answer that question. Thankfully, though, the answer or answers are right there in the Gospels. Jesus told his disciples and us what we are to do if we want to truly follow him. It may not be what we want to hear, though. What we want to hear is that with Jesus, everything will be rosy, we'll be happy and healthy, and our lives will be just perfect. It just doesn't work that way, though. The early parts of the Old Testament contain an abundance of answers for what to do to follow the ways of God. It seemed like presenting the ancient Israelites with laws and regulations was pretty high on the to-do list for Moses. Of course, the Ten Commandments are perhaps our best-known set of the laws. But beyond them, the rule book was pretty thick. Our first reading this morning from the book of Leviticus is a small sample. It makes a few points about our relationships with other people. Other sections present God's laws for everything from diet to morality. It's important for all of us to remember that Jesus made it clear, Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Jesus doesn't say to forget all those laws. He comes to show us what the heart of those laws really mean. Our Leviticus reading summed it up. And so does Jesus in our gospel reading. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. It's all that simple. Follow me, love God, and love your neighbor. And later Jesus said, A new commandment I give you. You are to love one another as I have loved you. Could it be any more simple? Yeah, right. If you haven't had an annoying neighbor or relative or coworker, you're either extremely fortunate or maybe dreaming. It's not always easy to love our neighbor. And Jesus made it pretty clear that our neighbor is not just the people next door to us, but is all the people we encounter in this life. The love Jesus speaks of is, of course, not a romantic kind of love, but more a brotherly, sisterly kind of love. A love that will no doubt be filled with ups and downs, but in relationships, whether family or friends, or even simply those we encounter briefly along life's journey, we cannot expect to always agree on everything. But hopefully, the relationship is built on this love we are called to by our Lord. A give and take, a mutual respect and caring. Like everyone else in this room, I have had more than my share of people I find it difficult to love. Whether folks I've known or even some family members. Some people just rub us the wrong way, and we don't like them. But more so, that we don't like something they did, something they said, or something they stand for that we can't go along with. Even then, we are still called to treat them with love. It would be unrealistic, however, to believe that as humans, we are capable of loving everyone. Some people are simply overwhelmed with evil, a situation we sadly hear of and experience too often, such as the recent mass shootings in Maine and sadly in too many other places. Even then, however, that individual has someone who loves or loved them. They are still a person created by God. And as hard as it is, we are called to love the person, even as we hate the evil. Jesus wasn't immune from such situations. Remember, as he hung dying on the cross in pain, being beaten, abused, and mocked, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." True love for them and for us. Jesus certainly seems to be a level-headed guy and not easily rattled. But remember what happened when he went to Jerusalem on that visit that we celebrate as Palm Sunday, according to Matthew and Mark? He went into the temple grounds, and there he found people buying and selling, and no doubt some of the activity not being done very honestly. The Gospels don't really agree on the time frame, but the result is the same. Jesus was angry. He turned over tables, he chased out animals, and I'm sure scared the people big time. It was very much a case of righteous anger, as the people were not respecting the holiness of the temple nor of God. Think about it, though. Jesus got mad at what was going on, and by extension was mad at the people involved. But he didn't attack them. He attacked the activity. Through all of it, he still loved them as people of God's creation. He wanted the behavior to change. He wanted the people to be people of God. For us human beings, anger comes quite easily. For some of us, more easily than others. Someone hurts us physically, mentally, emotionally, and we react, too often without really thinking. Clearly, there is a time and a place for righteous anger, but we must not confuse our self-righteous anger for righteous anger. Too many times, we later regret our reaction and the impact on ourselves and others involved. I've done it, and I'm sure I'm not alone. We can't turn time back and can't unsay those words we spoke in anger. Hopefully, though, we move forward with that spirit of love that Jesus calls us to. We apologize and do our very best to move forward, to not repeat our mistakes, and to mend the damaged relationships with Christian love. When someone wrongs us, we need to do our best to respond still in that spirit of love. Until we've walked in that other person's shoes, we can't know the path they've taken. We can't know the events, large and small, that have shaped that person and their outlook. We are all shaped by the pains and hurts of our lives, as well as by the good and happy parts of our lives. Before we respond with anger towards anger, we need to try to stop and consider what brought about such a reaction. Treat one another as we want them to treat us, with that love Jesus spoke of. I know, it's not easy to do. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. It wraps up those commandments of old. Four of the Ten Commandments have to do with our love for God. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall make no idols. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Keep the Sabbath day holy. The others show our love for our neighbors as ourselves. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet. If we have Christian love in our hearts, really have it in us, those things we are to do or not do fall right into place almost automatically because we love God and our neighbor. Come now and follow me. What are we to do, Lord, we ask? Love one another as I have loved you. Love, it's that four-letter word. Follow in the ways of Jesus. Have love for one another. If we have that, my friends, we have it all. May it be so. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Blessed Jesus, may we grow day by day in the love you have shown us and taught us. May we follow faithfully in the path you have called us to. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on November 5th, 2023 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida by Pastor Bob Geckler. The title was, It's a Four-Letter Word. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.